We want to introduce the LISD Athlete of the Week for Thursday, February 6th. And it is from Blissfield High School Bowling, Matthew Anderson. Good morning, Matthew, and welcome inside the cave.
Good morning. Thank you guys for having me.
Well, Matthew, congratulations. And I guess we got to start off. One of the reasons you were our Athlete of the Week is that in a recent, was it in the NCAA championship rounds?
Yep, it was in our last jamboree of the year.
Okay, you bowled a 300 game, and I guess I got to ask, is that your first one, or is this one of several?
Nope, that was my first one.
Well, tell us a little bit about it, and you know, I know John and I are big baseball fans, but when somebody has a 300 game going or approaching a 300 game, does anybody talk with you, or do they ignore you? Anything like that? You know, with that, that's compared to a baseball analogy.
You're kind of just you're in your own lane, kind of, and no one will talk to you, and everyone just watches. So it's kind of nerve wracking because you're the only one bowling, and you'll be the only one up throwing at the time.
Do a lot of people kind of move towards the lane that you're bowling? That does word get around a little bit that you've got a 300 game or as many strikes as you've got going? Do people kind of migrate towards you?
Yeah, for sure. The entire place was just behind me watching. It's so nerve-wracking when you get up there.
Well, tell us a little about this. Your team clinched the first ever NCAA championship in bowling. Is that correct?
Yeah, that was really exciting for us. It was a good day for our entire team.
Yeah, well, that's got to really be exciting. Tell us a little bit now. Where was the jamboree at when you had the 300 game?
It was at Lenawee Rec in Adrian.
Okay. Is that your home place, or do you bowl in Blissfield for your home matches?
Our home place is in Blissfield, Rich Lane.
Yeah. Okay. Well, tell us a little bit about, just kind of go through that game and what was going on. You know, it's I kind of make it the equivalent of a hole-in-one in golf, although in golf it can be very lucky. Was there any time through that 300 game, you know, there was maybe some luck involved, or you didn't put it right where you wanted it and everything just clicked, or were you right on target the whole game? Take us through it a little bit.
I was on target, I would say, basically every shot. There might have been one that I missed a little bit, but it wasn't like a big enough miss to affect anything, and it still struck. So,
well, tell us a little bit about.
It was only about one time.
Yeah, well, that's and for people that don't know, that's 12 straight strikes, and to repeat something that well 12 straight times. I know in golf, I'd like to hit two in a row in the same spot. But tell us, Matthew, a little bit about your team. I mean, you don't clinch and win the NCAA championship without a strong team. Tell us a little bit about some of your team members.
Yeah, we have a really good team. We have a lot of depth. We have, three seniors. They're all doing really good. And even when on Saturday, everyone was a bunch of people were sick. So we had to make changes to our normal lineup, and everyone showed up and did what they needed to do.
Well, tell us a little bit. Give us some of your names so that those kids get a chance. They may be home listening today.
Blake Terrell, Ethan Vergodi, Blake Ifland, and Alex Seedlack. Everyone, we have a really good team, and I'm really proud of these guys. Everyone's improving a lot.
All right. Hey, Matthew, we got to take a break. We're going to come right back. We got to do a break here by getting our advertisements in. But we're going to take a break. We'll be right back with you, okay?
Okay.
All right. Let's take a quick time out for this message from the Lenawee Intermediate School District.
February is Career and Technical Education Month. In Lenawee County, high school students have access to more than 30 programs preparing them for a bright future in high-wage, high-skill, in-demand careers. CTE programs help students explore careers in healthcare, IT, skilled trades, natural resources, and more. Last year, CTE students in Lenawee earned more than 1,700 industry-recognized certifications and nearly 2,200 college credits at no cost to them. CTE equips students for college, career, and life. Learn more by visiting lisdtechcenter.com.
And we're back with the Lenawee Intermediate School District Athlete of the Week from the Blissfield High School bowling team, Matthew Anderson. Matthew, obviously, first 300 game on a day where you win a conference championship, probably one of the highlights of your entire time bowling. Can you tell us a little bit about how you started bowling and maybe, you know, some of your early memories from bowling?
Yeah, so it was definitely really special. I started bowling not that long ago, like I'd say 2 years. It was just like over winter and over summer, we would just like me and my family would go or me and friends would go. And it wasn't something I was taking seriously. But I had a couple people tell me to join the team, and I was a little bit hesitant because I just didn't like, I wasn't sure how it was going to go, and I wasn't sure if I was good enough to join the team yet. So I did it. I joined, and I'm glad I did because I had a lot of friends on the team already, and they convinced me to join.
So do you feel like you're good enough now?
100%.
Yeah, I would agree with that sentiment. That's for sure. That is for sure. You know, you are a recent starter to bowling, and obviously you're having some success contributing to team success in addition to your own. Plans after high school maybe to continue to try bowling at the next level, or what are we thinking maybe after graduation?
It's something I've always thought about now, and if the opportunity comes, yeah, I would like to do it in college.
Okay.
Well, tell us a little bit about your coaches and how much they've helped improve your game.
Yeah, my coaches help a lot. If I'm having like a bad day or something, they always try and like help me, and they'll try and give me a line. And if I listen, it usually works. But sometimes I can be a little hard-headed.
We got a couple amateur bowlers here.
Very amateur.
But do you throw a big old hook or a big curve, or are you kind of a I've taught some bowling, but I'm a spot bowler. I don't throw a big hook or anything, but tell us a little bit about how you, and I know a lot of people do, I guess you call it a two-handed roll.
Yeah, that's what I do.
Yeah, you do the two-handed with a big curve?
It kind of just depends. There's balls that I will throw that curve a lot, and then there's some that I'll just throw right up the right, and they'll just slide like down a long ways and then go into the pocket.
Well, where's your favorite lane? I know you bowl around the county, and your home is in Blissfield, but I got to imagine that Lenawee Rec's now one of your favorite places to bowl.
Yeah, I would say it's my favorite place to bowl. Just, I don't know. I like Blissfield's a really good place too. That's where I always practice. It's a really good bowling alley. The people there are great.
Well, tell us what you've got left now with your season in terms of you've completed the conference piece. What's up next?
We have the county singles tournament coming up here soon, and then after that we'll have regionals.
Okay.
And if we get through regionals, we'll go states.
And, you know, obviously as a team or as an individual, you could qualify for regionals, and I'm guessing you'd like to do both.
Yeah, that'd be great.
And I know Blissfield's had some success at the regional and state level in recent years, and obviously you want to be a part of that and continue the tradition they're getting going there at Blissfield.
Yep, that's the goal.
All right. Well, hey, Matthew, we will since you're not in studio with us today on the day off from school, we have a certificate and some cave swag that we'll bring down to you probably tomorrow at school. So we'll drop it off at the athletic office, and we'll get a picture of you for our social media. And just want to say congratulations and keep it going.
Okay, thank you, guys.
All right. We appreciate you being with us this morning.
Thank you.
Yep. All right, Matthew Anderson of Blissfield High School Royals Bowling, our LISD Athlete of the Week.